Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Don't you throw a finger in there.
Linger.
Yeah.
That was good.
Irish.
I'm surprised he didn't try to sing it with an accent.
Do you want to?
You know he does the Popeye whenever he talks about England, Irish.
Thursday Night Football last night. The Chiefs hold on to beat the Chargers 27-14. With a little bit of window dressing there in the last minute. Although, I think
backdoor cover is what we call it.
Little backdoor cover there, but
Robbie's probably flipping out somewhere, because if he had the wrong side of that, he is flipping out.
We will ask him today at 8:20. Remind me to ask him if he got backdoor covered last night.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This is what I was thinking towards the end of that game. Not the end, but the second half.
Okay.
If Tua would have thrown that pick six.
Oh, my
goodness.
Well, it's funny, too, because Justin Herbert did this thing because – I got to tell you, I tweeted out the Tua, oof, after he threw that pick six.
Oof.
Dolphins Twitter loved it. Blew up. They were like, yes, F Justin Herbert. We were very much enjoying his misery. But he got his ass kicked after that. Like, he was just getting
throttled. Oh, my goodness. His ribs, ankle.
And so he did this thing at the end where he throws that late touchdown, you know, which showed like, – there was one point where he, like, could have run for a first down and dude couldn't even move. And then he comes out and he throws this piss whistle right down the middle of the field and sets up a touchdown. Oh, just dude.
Perfect. I was watching the plays. You did the sound effect.
Yeah.
It's like a Nerf ball.
No, that's what it was, dude. It was like a vortex. Piss whistle. Right down the middle. It was a sick throw. Right after it looked like he couldn't move.
Hold on.
What is
No. When have we added that to the vocabulary?
I'm just reading it right now. I'm looking for it.
I am, first of all, I am absolutely shocked that I haven't heard it.
Yep.
Piss whistle.
For the 6 or 7 years we've been doing this.
I'm telling you, dude, a real piss whistle.
That would have been discussed a long time ago.
That's what he.
I have never heard that.
Well, that's what he. That's what it was, though. He threw a real piss whistle right down the middle.
If you go pee and there's a whistling sound, call a paramedic. Get an ambulance, get in your car, and drive directly to the hospital, because you're either dying or you're going to be on Ripley's Believe It or Not.
So Herbert.
That's your two choices.
So Herbert throws this late touchdown for the backdoor cover. And by the way, onside kick, they got the first guy to miss, too. So, like, it was about to be some real drama. But, you know, they weren't going to win that game. They weren't going to win that game at the end. And really, he had his buffoonery should outweigh his guts, but he pulled a trick on me because of the hurt ribs. I was like, oh, Justin Herbert showed the guts. But really, I should be here mocking him.
Yeah, right, because guess what? Like, I mean, even on the broadcast, I mean, oh my goodness, depending on who it is, they will flip out a pick six and you in the other team's red zone?
At the one, dude.
Huh?
At the one.
That is, and well, look, whoever number seven is didn't do him no damn favors because he was trying to get out the game because he was tired. And that's the kind of route he ran.
Yep. Yep.
So
it was tough.
You can't be throwing balls down there hoping.
Yeah. So if you're like, you went and look at Justin Herbert's game last night and you looked at his stats and you're like, wow, 334 yards, 3 TDs, 1 pick. But I'm telling you, like, it was, you know, he had a great first half. That second half was dicey from him, and he did get the snot kicked out of him. Both those teams are really good. They're both really, like, well-rounded teams.
Right, right. One, they'll be better when Keenan Allen gets back, not because he'll have bigger numbers, but just he'll be able to spread it out a little more because there was a couple of times he was forcing it to Mike Williams.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at
that
him.
That's sick catch, though, Mike Williams had. That guy's good. Guy's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Leroy must have gotten off to a good start last night.
You know what you don't realize? Mike Williams is a big dude.
Yeah.
He's built like Megatron or who else is big like that? Julio Jones. He's built like that.
Damn, Leroy got off to a good start last night. 25 points from this mother bleeper.
Yeah. He ain't catch nothing in the second half either. That was all first half.
Yeah.
I thought I was about to get one of them days.
Yeah, but you're right, though, about the – if Justin Herbert – if imagine Tua throwing a 99-yard pick six. Imagine.
Oh, my
– people would want him banned from the league.
Right.
They would want him – they would want him ousted.
Right. But depending on and here's the amazing thing about it. Tua has never said anything controversial. He got railroaded when he first got here. Right?
Still getting railroaded.
Never really. I'm talking about not by his own organization, though.
Yeah. You're right.
Right? Never really got a fair share. He's finally getting at least the organization to support him. And there's certain guys that they're watching tape or watching the game for the "see, I told you he was a bum."
No, right? Definitely.
And then there's guys they watch because they're the golden boy. Like, Justin Herbert could do no wrong. And what is the number one mistake a quarterback can make?
Turnover in the red zone, dude.
Throw a pick six in the red zone.
Yeah.
Or a pick.
No, it's brutal.
In the red zone.
They just said it. Like, their odds on ESPN, it said it flipped from 80% before the pick six to 19% after the pick six.
Right.
You know, it was a complete flip. It was a game. It was a literal game changer. Right. And, yeah, it was.
Especially when then they came out and had, like, a three and out.
Even if Tua hurt his ribs, they'd be like, pff, itty bitty, little Tua. Look at his ribs. Yep. They can't
itty
hold up.
Bitty.
poor little Tua. But if Justin Herbert does it, you know what? I'm deleting my tweet. You know what? I'm not saying that he showed the guts. I tweeted out after that Herbert touchdown. I don't delete tweets, but you want to know something? I'm deleting this tweet.
Whoa.
Yeah. Last night I said, damn, someone let Herbert borrow McDaniel's wheelbarrow.
Yeah, delete that one
I'm
for sure.
I'm deleting that one. Delete F that. Him.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? I'm so against that hippie.
Well, you know, McDaniel should have gave him his eyeglasses.
Maybe.
Because in case he was wondering, he was wearing the white yesterday.
It was something. Both of them yesterday were having – Mahomes was no first prize either. Like, Mahomes had some sick throws, but, man, he had that Asante Samuel. What ended up happening with the Asante Samuel, because I saw this yesterday – he had the pick, and they said that he didn't control it.
Yeah,
but then
they said it wasn't a catch.
But then they came out afterwards, and like the I guess I must have gone to the bathroom or something. But like there was I see all these statements afterwards with officials that they had to go interview him because they said they had angles that said he did control it. So I was confused there. First of all, Asante Samuel's son being in the NFL, by the way, that.
Right. Isn't that frightening?
That makes me feel old.
I told Fonz, we were watching the game. I said, I think I played against his dad. That's frightening. That's a little. But I played with Baby Zeus, Orlando Brown.
Oh, my God.
You don't remember Orlando Brown. He was the one that got hit
in the face
with the flag.
Yeah.
And pushed the official. And they suspended him and fined him without realizing he lost his eye.
It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
And why is Marcos dressed like a dentist? He can change your oil, too.
That's his vice shirt.
We call that a side hustle. Dude,
no, he walked up today and he's like, I'm like, you working at Olive Garden? Like, what's going on here? Like, you got like this just plain white button down that's going on there.
Or he works at one of them hospitals, which I just can't, I know.
Look, when you're here, you're family.
We'll get back into it. We'll hear a little bit of post game from Thursday Night Football last night. Marlins did win last night.
How we feel about the telecast?
Oh, I liked it a lot.
They tried to do that. Now, let's wait till we get.
We're gonna take a break real quick
because we need time for this charlatan.
Okay,
for this guy.
Okay, Jordan Groshon
stealing our thunder.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're on board, dude. This makes me happy. Jordan Groshon, by the way, since he's come up with the Marlins, he has been a real piss whistle. He's been killing the ball.
No, dude.
He's
just throwing it in there.
What? He had his first major league home run last night.
What does it mean at this point? What does it even mean?
Wait, what show did you see this phrase on? Because I'm more than sure D didn't just throw that when I
She would never. She would never.
Right.
And then finally,
which show?
Spit I didn't it hear it any show. Everybody knows what a piss whistle is, dude.
You don't just all of a sudden come up with that. You're not that creative.
And then a big blow for the Canes. Just one piece of headlines. Xavier Restrepo, their leading receiver, he is going to be out indefinitely with a foot injury.
Oh, no.
So that's
not
I good. Don't know. They don't, you know, they're very secretive about college injuries and when they happen.
It's
been reported that he's out for an indefinite amount of time.
You know how they tell you OSHA, we can't tell you? Or is that OSHA? What is it called?
HIPAA?
HIPAA. Yeah. We can't tell you. Why does the NFL have an injury report? That doesn't seem very secretive.
You know why.
For the same reason why that wide receiver got suspended for a year.
Didn't like when they go yesterday to the broadcast and it's just Goodell versus it's Goodell Bezos. Sitting next to Bezos. I was thinking.
It looked like those two kooks.
Oh really? Because I just was like, that just looks like greed. Like I was just like,
you know, Fonz asked me. He goes, why is he sitting with Bezos? I'm like, he owns Prime.
Amazon Prime. Don't let
Amazon
Bezos.
He's worth Prime.
$50 billion after splitting it with his wife.
Look at a bit. I know. Well, did you see who he was with now last night? Yeah. Certified possum holder.
Yeah. She did get some items at Amazon.
Take a break.
Point for Lee.
We'll be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A song about Leroy's profession. I ran, dude.
The problem was I wasn't really running away from anybody.
You ran fast enough. Don't sell yourself short.
Oh no, I could run fast, but there's a difference in lining up in tights and running, you know, on a football field with equipment and helmet.
Yeah, run a lot faster if you didn't have that piano on your shoulders. Ridiculous size equipment.
Everybody had equipment that size.
No, they didn't, dude. All right, I've seen enough NFL films to know. No, they didn't. All right.
Yes, they did.
No, they, dude. No, Emmitt Smith did not wear that.
I got little pads when, because Emmitt Smith wasn't getting hit with that offensive line.
That's true. He probably could have gone out of there with flags.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. All right. So last night, Chargers, Chiefs. Chiefs get the win, 27-24. Late touchdown by Justin Herbert. Got all you gamblers happy, I'm sure, if you took Los Angeles. Thursday night football, broadcast on Amazon. What did you think of the broadcast, Leroy?
So, I like the fact that Richard Sherman does it like he's playing cornerback. You know what I mean? So I like that. I like when a player gets up there and he's a player, right? You get a better feel for what is going on in that game,
mm-hmm.
where guys try to be, you know, professional or what have you, or try to be, you know, like the other guys in the booth. You got to be yourself. That's what draws us to you, because you get an inside scoop of what's going on. So I like that part of it. Tony Gonzalez, he's there.
Tony Gonzalez. He's kind of like
there, but he, you know.
Tony Gonzalez is quickly becoming like Boomer Esiason. Like, he's been there forever, you know? Right. I remember when Tony Gonzalez first started TV.
But I never thought I'd say this. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Too much, dude.
Yes. Tell him.
This guy's a ball.
You out there wearing more colors than my daughter has in her crayon box. Right? And I was staring at his suit, finding out I really didn't care what he had to say.
Right? Right? Thank you.
I mean, what was he wearing? A blue suit with, oh my goodness.
Dude, it was, he's, I told you, this guy, nobody cares what he would look like if he had no stupid beard. And he's just like, and he just gets all this praise for being a wacky guy, you know? Like, even like the New York Post, here's the headline. Ryan Fitzpatrick brought the Fitz magic to Amazon's Thursday Night Football. What did he do? What did he do? Because I didn't see any clips of anything viral that he said. You know, I was on Twitter all night last night. I didn't see. The only thing I saw was this stupid shirt. So what did he do? What did he do? Tell me, New York Post. Now I'm annoyed. Now I want to see the article. I'm going to get the picture for JFig so she can throw it up there for our Twitch audience. And you guys can see what a bum this guy looks like. But it was, you know.
Bum.
Tell me about it, Mike. Tell me. It was ridiculous. I really feel like the jig will be up on this guy afterwards. Like, we'll get so sick of Ryan Fitzpatrick and everybody will be on board like they were.
No, but that's just it. People, for the most part, like it.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's Thursday night football debut on Amazon Prime was hard to ignore. The retired QB showcased his loud personal style, going very casual with a purple Hawaiian shirt and his signature bushy beard. Fitzpatrick's fellow host Carissa Thompson, Richard Sherman, and Tony Gonzalez certainly noticed. Fitzmagic on the field and a whole lot of magic off the field, Thompson said. If this shirt is any indication of who he is a loud and proud personality, and we are so excited. Okay, but he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything, Carissa. He didn't do anything. He wore a shirt. I realize I say this wearing a loud shirt that has a dirt stain on it because I, you know, got, you know, a tree hit me on the way in.
What?
I try, because you know how we got those stupid bushes? You may not remember this.
By the way, why do they build a fortress
right
on the sidewalk?
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't get over, and it was soaking wet.
You have to get out of your car, back up about 15 feet, and get a running start through the razor blade marsh and the trees and all that just to get to the door.
So I tried to go the other way under the tree, like through the forest, and so my backpack kind of dragged on, and so then I threw my backpack on, and I got dirt all over my shirt. I'm so annoyed. But Ryan, what did he do? Big Ryan Fitzpatrick. What has he done? Just sits there with a purple shirt on. Look at him. Ryan Fitzpatrick bought the Fitzpatrick.
Looks like?
What did he do? He wore a shirt?
Like, he looks like Zach Vanafilisicus.
Yeah, he's between two ferns.
Who?
Zach Galifianakis.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. That's who he looks like.
I'm so, like, Ryan Fitz. What did he do? He
wore the smile. Look at it. Look at his. Why is his face all of a sudden so fat?
I'll tell you who's happy is Amazon. What do they got to spend, like, $13 on his at Ross on his attire?
You don't have.
Again, I know this from experience. I'm just so annoyed.
I just don't like
you think
that
you invented the Hawaiian shirt thing, Fitzpatrick?
He probably got it from us.
He goes, oh, it's that Tobin and Leroy always slandering me. I know he looks himself up on that YouTube.
Let's be clear. To this point, I have not slandered.
Well, Ryan welcome aboard.
Too much.
Too much?
No, I'm not.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like, what did he do? It's like, oh, he brought the, okay, oh, he must have said something interesting. No, just wore a shirt. Great. Good for him.
Also, he's fake. Like, I would have looked at that and been like, oh, you
he's
know.
He's a fake.
He's a fun guy. But he's not a fun guy.
He's not fun at all. He gets mad at Lebatard for water slide questions. He's not fun.
So it's fake.
Let's hear a little bit from last night. All right, a real broadcast. Kansas City Chiefs radio. The game play. The play that really changed the game. The pick six from Jalen Watson. 99-yard pick six to the house.
Chargers go without a huddle again. Right side, trying to intercept it on the left side. Picked off at the goal line, at the 25-yard line. Picked off by Watson. Watson could go all the way. The seventh round pick, 20, 15, 10, 5. Jalen Watson cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia. Then he went to Wazoo, and now he gets a 100-yard pick six for a touchdown. Kansas City at 10:29 to go in the game.
That's cool. That's a great call.
Hold on. Like,
Chiefs radio.
Wait, while he's running for
cooking hamburgers,
he gave it his bio.
Hey, with 99 yards, you got some time.
Right?
You got some time. But that was the game changer right there, man. It really, really was. Defense was, I mean, that. How's Derwin with James that strong?
My God.
How is he so strong?
Jeez.
He spine busted Kelsey?
Wait, and it wasn't like a quick flip. It was lift and turn. Like, it almost looked like if he would have did that to a quarterback, that's a 15-yard penalty.
No doubt. That's definitely a penalty if that's a quarterback.
I was going to say, is that not a penalty? Is that not a legal?
I don't know. No.
But all I know is,
I feel like that fumble should count.
Agree.
He squatted him, lifted him up, and slammed him. Like,
what is Derwin? What are his measurables, Derwin James?
He's got to be about 210, 215. He's not small.
Yeah, but Kelsey's a moose.
6'1 or something.
6'2, 216.
Yes. Yeah. That's a big.
That's not small.
That's not little. No. Now, how long? I was playing, we had a couple of 230s. Lewis Oliver, Joey Browner. Joey Browner wore, he wore a Winter Soldier arm thing. Pull up Joey Browner.
Joey Browner.
And look at the contract. And Steve Atwater had one too.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh my goodness. And he was 230.
Yeah, they list him at 6'2", 221. So, and that was, who knows what it was by the end of it.
Right. But that thing but on Kelsey, his arm
dude,
was
Kelsey's listed at 265. He's at the heavyweight limit for UFC.
Dude, it was amazing that I'm like, oh, he stopped him. Oh, he's going for the kill.
That's awesome.
If you Kelsey, you can't do nothing.
If you're like, when do you think the last time Kelsey felt like a baby? Like, when's the last time Kelsey was like, whoa, I'm not, no, I'm comfortable.
He's going, wait, is he? He's picking me up.
That was crazy.
Yes, it was crazy. I was more shocked at, look, this might be the best pass duo or pass rush duo that Kansas City faces, but they still got Vegas. And Vegas got a couple of horses over there too.
Yeah, it's a good division. It's a really good division.
And when you look at Kansas City, I don't know what's going on with the Chargers O-line, but Kansas City is not, inside.
Mahomes took some licks, dude. He took some licks last night, too.
Mahomes took some licks. Justin Herbert didn't look like he was going to finish the game.
He really didn't. No, he got his ass kicked last night, especially in the second half. Mahomes, after the game, said, didn't play their best football, but I hung around.
Yeah, I mean, we just hung around. I think that's the biggest thing. The defense kept us in the game. Our offense, we didn't play our best football. And I think the defense, that was huge for them to keep us in that game, make some plays, get points on the board, and then just give us a chance. And I think with a young defense like that, to see that this early in the season, I think that's going to carry us the rest of the way.
Is he like the greatest athlete since Tyson that is as intimidating with his talent but has the most ridiculous voice we've ever heard? Like, who?
Tyson would say, I'll eat your kids in a voice that sounds like it should be on a young kid's cartoon. Right?
Yeah, sounds like you should be like a cartoon beaver.
Right. But I would say this, that Justin Herbert got killed. That won't be the best D-line he faces. But can we ask Jones to see if his brother's going to fight soon?
Chandler?
Yeah. By the way,
he should fight soon.
Chandler is a beast. He plays inside.
That whole family is that the genetic pool. They are impressive.
Could you imagine sitting at the dinner table with a family dispute?
No, I can't.
I mean, but keep in mind, who's
I mean, that's the thing though. Like, it's crazy that John stayed at 205 this long, because like I'm seeing him. He's beefy now. Like, he like put that on. Like, and listen, he's not been against putting on putting in some supplements from time to time. But I'm just like looking at John. Like, jeez, you could have been this the whole time,
right?
Like, he's that's crazy. One more. Here's Andy Reid. Apparently, quarterbacks they're like something to him. This is Andy Reid.
As quarterbacks, it's like being a farmer, right? You're gonna, the work's never over. You just keep doing, working on something. So, all the way through your career, and when you stop, that's when it goes downhill real fast. So, he's relentless with that stuff, and he always wants to know what he can do to be better.
What?
Yes, that's the first thing that came to mind.
Because what?
Farmers don't work when it's dark. There's not street lights for farmers.
Also, farmers don't really work on new stuff. They kind of just do the same thing over and over again. There's not a lot of evolving as a farmer. You pass down the same thing from, maybe you get better equipment. Swing and a miss, Andy Reid. But if McCoachin said it. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You kids get to bed. I get the story.
Okay, welcome back, people. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Y'all tucked in?
Thursday Night Football last
here
night.
Here we go.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas
and... Last night, the... been talking some Thursday Night Football last night. Interesting game between the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Hey, I got to tell you, when you beating up on somebody, we see this in the fight game all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody gets pieced up early in the fight, right, and they're kind of hanging in there and the guy can knock them out, that's never good. And Los Angeles dominated that first half.
Yep.
It looked like it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
And it was a three-point lead.
Looked like it was going to be a statement.
Right. And it ended up being a three-point lead at half. Oh, no.
Because Mahomes had this sick touchdown throw.
Where he went between all the arms and threw a sidearm, flinged it,
little touchdown, just shows what he does, you know. And then Tyreek Hill comes out with a tweet. And I think it was, let me see what the exact tweet was. I think it was something like, good ball, 15.
Yeah, but I think he was just... Like, why does everybody try to find, like, petty in everything?
Well, because, first of all, because Tyreek Hill was petty all summer?
Not really.
Kind of was, though.
No.
Kind of was. Yeah, here it was. Good ball, 15. And not only that, but then puts the happy tears emoji, which was like, all right, is he longing already? Is he thinking like back to he's had 1 week with Tua, and now he sees what Mahomes
really?
Is doing? And
that's what you got out of that?
I think it's going to be a thing, dude. I think it's going to be a thing.
Why would they do that?
Why would he tweet that? He knows that's going to be a thing. You didn't have the same reaction to that?
No, okay. I did not.
I'm just curious.
I did not.
You want to hear some of the replies?
Like, I don't think they have a problem.
Well, I don't know. Mahomes did not sound like he liked what Tyreek Hill had to say this summer, because he said he was like, oh, I'm kind of surprised he said it. let's see. It got 2,500 retweets, 32,000 likes. First reply, LMAO, you miss him. Another guy says, Chiefs fans finna cook you.
Did he reply?
Who?
Tyreek.
No.
Then it was just...
Another guy says, they're going to overanalyze this, to which somebody else replies...
Yes! I'm sitting with the guy!
Guy says, yeah, Tua sucks.
What?
Next guy says, yeah, bro's done with Tua. Another guy who goes by the name P. Diddy Mahomes on Twitter.
Okay.
He says, ah, now you realize you're a mistake. Your mistake. Although he spelled your, you are.
Ah. Can I just say this?
Another guy goes, now you have to settle with Tua.
Can I just say something to the stupid people out there in this world?
One more. Another guy just goes, you missed that, huh?
If I may, is it ever a mistake to take 100+ guaranteed money?
No.
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm just curious because I got to tell you, if that was the alternative, I'm good.
Guy says, come back and we'll forget about all the crap you said.
He'll come back for the 120. Right? Like, and let's not make it say part of the problem why they traded him is because they didn't want to give him the contract he ended up with. Is that safe to say?
Josh Miller.
While we sitting here like acting a fool about this, part of the reason why he ended up here is because Kansas City either couldn't or didn't want to pay him the money that he got. So once you make that decision, because it is a job, once you make that decision, he's good. I don't know why everybody split. Oh, you want to be here. No, you didn't want to give me this.
Guy says you'll never see a ball like that again.
Okay, great. And guess what you'll never see? Right. Like, we could go about this however you want to. Tyreek Hill is fine.
Guy goes, it's because he could actually see his wide receiver.
Jeez, that's rough.
Really?
Guy goes, should have stayed. It's a shame.
Like, why are they putting this on him?
Putting on who? On
Tyreek.
People always put it on the player, dude. You know why.
Is that crazy? Like, I'd like to think that if we had a job that we truly loved and somebody was offering twice the amount of money you made, you would go to your team or your employer and say, hey, they're offering me this money. And they go, have a good one. We're not paying you that. And you leave. Then people are going to turn around and say you should have never left and went with that company. No.
Guy says, please come back.
Get the hell out of here.
Guy says, please come back. Leave that fraud to her.
Look, yeah, he again, Tyreek would still be there if you would have gave him that contract. Is that not accurate?
Well, here's the thing. I know you're going to the money thing, which is fine. I get you with that. But the thing is that Tyreek Hill chatted a lot this summer. It's not like you're saying this and he went quietly. Like, he went there and even the quarterback himself, Mahomes, was kind of like, I'm kind of surprised about some of the stuff that he said. Did a lot of good things together.
That's because they got to him and said it was something negative. Let me explain. While we sitting here talking all this nonsense about Tua versus Mahomes, which is ridiculous.
It is a ridiculous thing.
I know. But here's the deal. When Patrick Mahomes would just throw it up to Tyreek and he would have to come back and catch it, you know what they say? Throwing it up, giving him a chance.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't an underthrow.
It wasn't Tua. Tua throws a jump ball, bailed him out.
Right. And so let's get away from, like, if you like a guy, the same comments are totally different.
Great British Chiefs fan, at British KC Chief. Shame it was so inaccurate.
Oh, my goodness.
Even the blokes are getting in on Tua.
By the way, at the comedy club last night, not to derail the conversation, the comedian did about 5 minutes on Love Island.
Did he really?
I was like, Tobin would love this.
Who was the comedian?
Ryan Long.
I've never heard
of him. Yeah, no one has. But he was good.
All right.
Any relationship to Howie?
Not the way that guy looked.
I have a question. Does sometimes the guys that look funny end up being funny?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more than sure when Kevin Hart first got into comedy, his appearance added to the funniness.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's not that case anymore. Dude's just funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, I don't know why big people are always funny.
I agree.
Big comedians. Always funny.
Maybe it's a defense mechanism.
Dude, I can't read enough of these comments. They're so funny.
They're still going in.
You still on that?
God It's got 3,000 retweets.
Nice.
Nah, keep that same energy. Two of the most accurate passes you've ever played with, remember?
And wait, can I ask you a question?
Nope, hold on.
If he's the most accurate you've ever played with, that doesn't necessarily make him better.
Well, I don't know, man. Mahomes is pretty accurate. I mean, he does some wacky stuff. Like, he has this one throw where he, like, throws, like, a shortstop, like, rolling out. He's so much fun to watch.
Right. And guess what? His body type really doesn't make him fleet of foot.
Yeah, I know. He's kind of got a weird body.
He's got a weird body. He got hips, right? You know what I mean? Like, he got them slinging hips. Like, right. It's like, I've never seen, like, by the way, those two quarterbacks did leave that game like it was a heavyweight fight. Because both of them got hit.
They got
hit,
their ass kicked, dude.
Yeah.
Dude just comments, bro sad.
Oh, man. Now, he didn't respond, so he's laughing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
He's laughing. He's laughing.
He knows. Like, he knows. He knows it's going to come with it. Did he like any tweets about it? No. You know what the last like that he had was?
What?
He liked the Miami Dolphins tweeting, happy birthday, Dan Marino. Good for Tyreek, dude. You're back, dude. You're back.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
You're back.
You have the attention span of a child.
What do you mean?
We are literally spending a segment on responses to Good Throw 15.
I haven't enjoyed reading responses this much since whenever OJ tweets. Guy says, honeymoon is over. He's liking his ex's post, sliding into the DMs for closure. Cry face emoji.
I mean, wait, do you not realize that at this rate, he's going to have like 120 catches?
Who, Tyreek?
Tyreek.
He might get more this week. I think that they're going to be like, not enough, Tyreek Hill.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like he's, look, the reason why Tyreek's not responding, because he is good. He had 8 catches his first game as a Dolphin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got the bag. What is there? Like, at some point you move on. You're like, I'm good. I made the right decision. He made the right decision.
At Cursed Finn says, this isn't going to sit well with Dolphins fans.
What?
The
Why?
Good ball 15 with the cry face emoji.
Why?
I don't know. That's what ask Cursed Finns,
like,
dude.
The thing is, when I first got done with football, right? I rooted for a bunch of teams because it was all my guys that I played with.
I mean, it was right? a good and ball. Like I mean, there's no denying that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I would look at it like he broke up with his ex. His ex got remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, good.
Mahomes tweeted out last night, great team win, tons of room for improvement. But we found a way. Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. He did not like the tweet from Tyreek Hill nor reply to it. So he's basically saying, eat it.
So we have a tweet with what people actually say.
Yeah.
And you have taken it to the next level to say what everybody else meant to say or wanted to say.
Dude, it's not just me. It's thousands of people on Twitter. When I saw that.
That's your barometer of how a situation is? Twitter?
Yes. That's real life.
We've lost him. We lost you. Like, you live life through Twitter, you're either going to be miserable or a serial killer. Because, if you look at Twitter for responses, they're never nice. Because everybody trying to get that hit.
Well, he got it. Take a break. Hour Tua. We still love you, buddy. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.